Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the Lock Bosses, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Hey, everybody, what is up? Welcome back to the hashtag Lock Boss Show. We're going to be talking about some publicly traded companies that serve the locksmithing industry, and I'm sure some other fun stuff as well. Why not? I hope everyone's having a wonderful Tuesday. Of course, I'm going to be drinking Topo Chico. Cheers to all you out there as well, whether you're drinking a Topo or your favorite beverage of choice. Man, never gets old. Never gets old. Let me see here. James says, my volume is very low compared to the music. That's a good point. Julio, what in the world do you got going on here? I'll fix it here, Julio. I got you. A little quick update. I tell you what, it is snowing around here. I actually got to use my snowblower for the fourth time. I mean, technically kind of third, but I used it once when I maybe even shouldn't have. That's me at 5 a.m. it looks like. Look at that, blowing snow. I tell you what, how cool is that? It's just so much fun, honestly. I just have a lot of fun. Look at that, just snowing everywhere. I had to leave. It was 5 a.m. I meet with a friend at 7 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. And so I had to get up extra early to do that. So it was still snowing. But let's see here. Snowblower at 5 a.m. waking up the neighbors. Well, thankfully, I don't have anybody like right next to me. So that was good. But otherwise, yeah, I can imagine they'd be ticked. But yeah, the old 5 a.m. snowblower. I was just sipping on some coffee, hanging out. It was wonderful. I'm kind of hoping I can do it again tomorrow morning. But don't tell anyone around here because they get mad with that type of behavior. I mean, even me talking like that could get Julio, Kylie in the comments. I mean, we could get all sorts of crazy stuff. But anyways, all right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and get the show started. I hope you all are having a great Tuesday. Let's get right into it. All right. So next up is locks and keys in the stock market. So, you know, this is an actual video or a topic I've actually been wanting to discuss for quite a while. An interesting way to look at a industry, like for people like you, for people like me who are in the industry, it's really easy to view the manufacturers that we have through the lens of our experiences, right? And it's probably a decent way to do that. But there's another way to look at it. And since they're publicly traded companies, you kind of get to learn a little bit about them. And think about it. These are companies that are selling through this industry to all of you as the, you know, all the way to the consumer, right? And I thought it would be fun to, I picked five. And we're going to look at them, kind of talk about them a little bit. Of course, this is not investment advice, nor do I own any of these stocks. Although I've been contemplating like creating a CLK portfolio that we could track on here live, you know, once a month and look at, like having these companies in it. Maybe, I don't know, put $100, $500 or $1,000 a piece in each one of them and just seeing what happens over time. You know, I don't know. I don't even know if that's really a good use of money just for the sake of tracking. But yeah, so I just want to dive into this and let's look at them from a different perspective, right? So for sure, at least one or two of these five companies you will know. And the interesting part is, and probably all of them you might, the interesting part is just trying to look through them through your lens in the industry into what it looks like. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Here we go. First one up, I had to go with Allegion. So Almost all of these I'm going to show you or have the similar type of view here. Okay. On the left, is what you see here is comes from just a Google search. And on the left, you're going to see the maxed out chart that I can get in Google. Yeah, so it looks like maybe 2008 or year 2000 or something, but you can see, right? I mean, they've been, you know, slowly trending up, nothing very dramatic. You can see here that's pulled from this. It, according to at least this page, which I don't know, probably comes from Wikipedia or something. Now, of course, Allegion owns companies like Schlage, right? Looks like they have 12,000 staff members and their revenue in 2022 was $3.27 billion. How about that? How about that? Well, what does it look like to be Schlage and Von Duprin and LCN and those type of companies? It looks like $3.2 billion in revenue. Pretty crazy. But so that's one of them. Of course, hopefully, I'm sure all of you have at least heard of Schlage before, if not LCN, Von Duprin, and so forth. But yeah, looking at the chart's interesting, right? You see a slow rise, but that's about it. And all right, let's get on to the next one, which is ASSA ABLOY. How about that? Now, let's first take a look at that chart once again. Let me move myself out of here so I can see. Okay, so the same thing right about year 2000-ish. And you see a much more sharp incline on that, right? Pretty interesting. Now, they ASSA ABLOY is a Swedish company. And so they list their revenue in their own dollars, right? And the interesting thing about that one, when you first look at it, it says $95 billion SEK, right? Which is their currency. I was like, oh my gosh, what in the world? You know, when I thought it was US dollars. But if you look next to it, I did a nice Google calculation. You can see that they do 9.2 billion. So in contrast, if these numbers are correct, ASSA is 3x the size of Allegion or Schlage, which I find so interesting, you know? They have a pretty widespread industry out there. And of course, these companies are worldwide, right? I mean, of course, this is a Swedish company, but interesting. What to me is impressive about that, looking at that, is that chart starting at the left and up and to the right, right? Which is how we like to see our stock portfolios, right? But it looks like Ken Nixon says new owner of Kwikset. Okay, I feel like I didn't know that, but I kind of knew that. But if that's true, that's pretty cool. But I mean, it's just going to add to that 9.2 billion. How about that? You know, pretty crazy, if you ask me. But they've also seemed to have done a really good job going up and to the right there. All right, let's get on to the next one here, which is Dormakaba. So Dormakaba, once again, is based actually in Switzerland. You can see their revenue, or if you look at their chart there, left to the right, they've had some, you know, little ups, little downs. Kind of what we see there, about 15,000 staff. I don't think I mentioned how many staff ASSA has, which is 56,000 staff members. Oh my goodness, that's a lot. 3.3 billion, it looks like. Yep, 3.3 billion there. So really close to about the same revenue as Allegion, which is interesting. Yeah, Adrian, hey, how's it going? Hey, makes a good point and says that it'll take 45 minutes of any presentation to tell you all the companies that they own. Very true. I mean, talk about roll up, right? But look at that, 3.3-ish billion dollars in revenue, and you know, kind of a lot more, you know, spiky a little bit there, which is interesting. You know, probably, you know, if you don't know, you know, Dormakaba owns Ilco and Advanced Diagnostics as well, so they're all kind of put in this here. Let's see here. Next up is Compex. So a lot of people, you know, I've actually had one of the sales reps on from Compex. Great people, great company to do business with. The interesting part is a lot of people don't realize they're actually a publicly traded company, and they are. As you can see there, I max out their chart. How far does it go back? Okay, like 98 or something, somewhere right around there. You can kind of see what they got going on there. It looks like the report, so they have about 600 staff members, and you can see their revenue that was reported in September 23 looks like to be 40 million. So yeah, Ken, how's it going? Yes, he says, right. Yeah, it was mostly Chicago Lock, essentially. Which is, you know, so common, right? You see some of these companies, and especially public, they kind of take all these different brands, put them under one umbrella. It's kind of the way that we live in right here. B. Strickler says 80% of the revenue is from tokens and KW1 blanks. That's funny. But yeah, so that's Compex. That's kind of what you can see, what they kind of got going on. Pretty cool. It's a publicly traded company, honestly. And the really great people to deal with here. All right. And lastly is NAPCO Security. Now, you may have never heard the name NAPCO Security, but you probably have heard of AlarmLock and Marks USA, which is NAPCO Security. And you can look at this here. I mean, you can see kind of a hockey stick on their chart going back to, what does that go back to? In the 80s or so, 1980s or so. And you can see them coming right along till about 2015-ish. And they're like, hey, step on the gas or something, right? But you can see what they kind of got going on there. The revenue is kind of weird. What was reported here, like it says 74 million in 2014 or something. That I think that's all messed up there. If you look at the chart, I don't know. I did put this other thing that is in the way that I can't see. I honestly couldn't tell you without doing another search here, because my little slide thing that you can't see is in the way. So you might be able to see that other little thing below better than I can. But yeah, so a pretty cool chart there, right? NAPCO Security, AlarmLock, Marks USA. That's pretty cool. You know, I'm pretty interested though. How many of you own any of those company stocks as people in the lock and key in industry? I'm just curious if you own any of them. You know, the publicly traded, you can invest in. Of course, this isn't investment advice, nor do I own any of these companies. But pretty cool to see, though, honestly, from my perspective. And like I said, it gives us a different view. It gives me, I should say, a different view looking at these different companies when we just see them as big company, big manufacturers in our industry. You know, something that is also a little unique is in the actual locksmithing type industry, I don't know of any publicly traded companies out there. I think the closest to us is Hillman, I think, like, you know, that sells a lot of locks or sells a lot of keys in particular, but of course they sell a lot of other fasteners and stuff. But that was kind of interesting, right? But yeah, so that's that is a little history and a little insight into some of the publicly traded companies. Hopefully you found it interesting. I sure do. It's kind of fun to look at and kind of digest a little bit. Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, James says, how many people actually know what stocks they own? That's a very good question. I mean, I don't really own much of individual stocks. So the ones I do own, I guess, are, you know, part of essentially index / mutual type funds. So, but yeah, that's a very good question, James. Very good question. But hey, those are five that I picked out, publicly traded companies who serve the lock and key industry from the manufacturing level. Yeah, there you go. When was everybody? I hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday evening. Stay safe out there. Stay warm if it's cold. Stay cold if it's warm, right? And I look forward to seeing you all back here, same place, same time next week. Julio, if you want to go ahead and pop a little bit of music on, and we'll end the show, and we'll see y'all next week. Take care.